Districts would rate teachers and administrators based on student growth on standardized tests and in-class observations. They'd be fired if they're rated ineffective 3 years in a row. State Representative Margaret O'Brien is one of the bill's sponsors. She says the state needs more oversight of how districts determine whether teachers are effective.
The whole impetus behind the evaluation bills have been about bringing certainty and research-based practices to the classroom.
I could find a lot better place to spend $27 to $35 million.
Representative Bob Janetsky and some other Republicans worry about the possible price tag of implementing the evaluations. The state is required to implement a new evaluation system under a 2011 law that overhauled teacher tenure in Michigan. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.